No, but here you see what happens to you. There are yogis, weak minds, you see, can be worked upon by these yogis, these occult power people, you see, occults, who dabble in occultism. And here in India is very common. So the thing is that say I'm dabbling in occultism and all that, and I have advanced to the pitch, you see, and all of a sudden I spot a woman there, you see, and I say, oh, she's good looking, yeah. My mind goes towards her, and then I just think about her and all that sort of thing. My body craves for her body and this and that. So what I do is, there are two things open for me. Either I possess her, or I get her physically to me and to my place. Yeah, she's just like a lost person. You see, she comes and opens my door and gets into my room, you see, and remains with me. It's like that.
What is the mechanism? What's the mechanism for one's soul to have that kind of power over another?
Mind. Yeah, the force of the mind, you see.
Mm-hmm. Occult powers are not in any way spiritually related.
No.
What is the basis for it?
You read in Baba's recent edition, you see, the second edition there, Baba has given a chapter on that, yeah.
I saw that. In this
course is also, and God speaks also, there's a chapter there. Mm-hmm.
So I just had this experience, and I had a really bad headache, and I didn't want to take aspirin. All of a sudden, I was looking at myself from a different point in the room than where my body was, and the headache was gone. I felt great relief, and it just came to my mind, oh, Baba wouldn't like this, and I was right back in my body again. I don't know how it happened either way, but I'm so grateful that it was just an instant and it was finished.
So she's dabbling in occultism.
Not on purpose, but not on purpose. It was just a bad headache.
Bad headache for the pinball. You got out of yourself.
I guess so. I mean, I never did it before, and I hope I never do it again.
Eric, did anybody ever come into contact with Baba who had tantric powers and who wanted to display them or to make something of themselves?
Yeah.
What happened to them?
Well, Baba discouraged them from doing so. And we don't know what happened to them, but if they were to pay heed to what he said, then of course they would benefit by it. They may have benefited, or if they dabbled in it, they may have gone astray. We don't know. Mm-hmm. But there are two cases, you see, that came. One came to forcibly take Baba to another saint. A group of three or four people had come to him. And they started doing all sorts of passing their hands and fingers. And while Baba was resting in bed, they thrust open the door and came there. Means opened the door and came there. All of a sudden they came there. There was a watchman, but he was taken by surprise. Had I been there, I would have thrashed those people. So they came, and then they said, Baba, please do come to our guru. He wants you, invites you. Baba just nodded his head. And then they started being like this, you see. They're using the powers and all that. So after Baba smiled and all that, and then Baba sat on the bed. And they continued to coax Baba, wanting, come on, now you'll be coming with us. Come now, get up. You have gotten up now. Come on, I want you there to my guru. And so Baba just took one handkerchief from his pocket and says, help us, take this with you. I'll be going with you with this. So as soon as they got this handkerchief in their hands, they forgot completely everything about all their intentions of visiting him and wanting him to go and all that. And they were so pleased and happy taking the handkerchief, and I saw them going out, because I had gone out. Baba sent me out at that time when they came. They were having a little conference and admiring the handkerchiefs, and they were just cleaning their face with it, revering it as a gift. And they completely forgot as to why they came. They just know.